Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. If you guys are just joining us, Olivia and I are talking about Jamaica and wishing we were there. And one of the things, Olivia, that's great about going to Jamaica is the music, for sure.
Yes, I mean, we talked about Bob Marley earlier, but it goes beyond him.
Well, yeah, because when you think about reggae music, it actually started with something called Minto music. And it can actually be traced back to West African slaves who brought the music over with them and then kind of created their own sound as they were working in the cane fields and doing other work as slaves. It was kind of their way of maybe diffusing some of the, you know, the work and the, you know, the struggles maybe that they were having at that time. And Minto music now is the influence for reggae. It really came out of Minto music, reggae music then.
Yeah, when you hear it, you can hear kind of the foundation for reggae, and it also influenced ska music as well. And usually, Minto music involves an acoustic guitar, a banjo, hand drums, and the rumba box, which is a plucked box instrument that actually the player sits on it.
Yes. Yes, they do. And, you know, the Jolly Boys are a group of guys in their 70s that have actually been playing this music since they were teenagers, learned it from their grandparents. And, I mean, it's amazing to see and hear them and just hear their story. And they got their name because they actually would perform for an old Hollywood actor named Errol Flynn at his estate in Port Antonio. And people would hear them and say, well, even when you're talking, it sounds as though you're singing. And they just started, you know, performing after that. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing that they trace back that far and they're still performing today.
And they're still performing this Minto music today, but they're combining it now with pop music, with artists like Amy Winehouse, her music.
Yes, and No Doubt and the Gorillaz. I think their cover of Amy Winehouse's Rehab has over a million views on YouTube. And they're not only in Jamaica, they've also gone on worldwide tours.
They have. They've gone on worldwide tours. And you're absolutely right. I mean, Rehab is a very, very popular song of theirs, as well as a song called Passenger. But, you know, I keep talking about it. I want to share with everyone the interview that I had with the Jolly Boys. So I would like to start off, though, by asking you all to give me a definition of Minto music so that my listeners know exactly what it is and they're not just depending on my definition of it, but really what it means and what it means, because it's been around since the 1940s, even earlier, right?
Yes, my name is Albert. I'm the lead singer for the Jolly Boys, and I've been in this business all my life. And we're coming to you at this time straight into your face from Jamaica. Yes, we want to talk about Minto. Minto is a music that's I born come and learn Minto from my four parents, my grandmother, my grandfather, and you know that I have two grandparents, my mother's side and my daddy's side. So I learned a lot about Minto, and way back when I was a boy, Minto was the first music that I graduate and know away from Christian in the church, away from singing in church. My mother was a Christian, you know, she was a preacher. And the Minto is a music. It's taught in the cane field. When the slaves would get their break, they would get a tin can, they would get a some would make a banjo from bamboo, you know, and pluck the strings, you know, because you could make a little guitar from a bamboo, you know, if you know the way. Some would knock a tin can, some would get two shaker and shake them together, coming from Africa way back there, or shaker. And then it's a thing that they get together and you'd call it live up themselves from being feeling bored, having break, and you have no music, because music is life, and it makes everyone happy. So I know what I learned that is coming from way back in the cane field and in those days, and I grow, come and see it, and I graduate, I learned it, and I absorbed it, and I kept it. And it's all in me at this age. It's still in me, and it's growing. It's growing, and it can't stop growth. So reggae, coming from Minto, the blues way back coming from Minto, It sound a little change in the musical instrument, because way back it didn't have no electric instrument. It's just you use something and make an instrument and play and sing. So that's where it's coming from. And I go come and see, they would have a flute. Gradually it grows. You'd have a flute, you'd have a banjo. People started to learn to play banjo way back, and then they made the rumba back. So it's coming from way back in Africa, and that Johnny plays that, you know, the bass, and you'd have the shaker, and then you'd have some mento band way back would use a saxophone, you know, a trumpet, but mostly they would use a flute, you know, and then a good singer with the banjo and the guitar, and the rumba box and the shaker, and you'd have a full band.
Now, all of the instruments, it sounds like, were made by the musicians themselves,
yes.
Other people playing the music. So were the flutes also made with bamboo?
Yes, made from bamboo. And it get graduated that you could use a piece of pipe, you know, what they use, or what they call it, plastic pipe, you know, and make a flute now, you know. So it's graduated, but way back you use bamboo. And you learn to bore those holes in it with some hot wire, and then you tune it with a piece of cork put in top of it. So you push it down and you push it up to get that pitch that you know. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that your grandmother was one of your inspirations for loving mento music. So tell me a little bit about why she loved it and how you saw her or heard her loving the mento music.
Yes, Andre, why I love her, and I know she loved it, and my grandfather and my mother in her young days, you know, is that whenever you have someone in a family dead, you know, you'd have the nine-night, you know, and they would all come together, and they would play those instruments, drink some white rum, which is Jamaica rum, and everybody feel happy. And they would sing, "Run Mongoose, your name gone abroad, brown skin gal, stay woman, mind baby," you know. Got a coolie gal from Trinidad, you know, Matilda, you know, they would sing all those songs, you know, and enjoy themselves.
So did your mother or your grandmother sing as well?
Yes, my mother was a very good singer. She was a preacher. She used to take me along, because I've been singing from I was in her womb, you know, because she was, when she was pregnant, you know, with me, I think she was in church, and she was a very good singer. And then I had that bit from my mother, you know, so she that's where I got that the singing from, my mother.
Now, Johnny, what about you? What created your love and your inspiration to enjoy and continue to play mento music for all of these years?
Well, you know, it started when I was a young boy, and we graduate right through and through, and actually every year we get a different kind of song, so it put me little bit further. Right now, everything is going fine. You know, not in the best of health, but I'm still going.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like you're doing really, really well. And Larry, what about you? So what was your inspiration? I mean, I'm hearing that, you know, that grandmothers and mothers, what about your parents? Were they influences as well for you? Or what are your influence or your inspiration for mento come from?
Well, my grandmother, she used to have that, what we call a mission, with all those drums and tambourine, and they had to sing like some Negro spiritual songs. They all got the rhythm. So I didn't know that it would turn into mento for me, but after growing up and hearing mento, it's the same rhythm. So I listened to the world of folks, and I just had a love it, and I just adapt to it, you know? And I keep doing it. Since I was like 21 or so. Now I'm 75, still doing it.
Now when we come back, we'll finish this conversation that I had with the Jolly Boys, because they have a lot more information to share about mento music. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You guys sit back, because we'll be back in just a few minutes.
These tears have dried. The They try to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you will